is That's Entertainment, and we're joined on the programme today, as we always are, by the ever-present Michael Leddy, writer and blogger. That's a great thing.
Yes, it is. It's great to be here.
Of course, great our fun. Guest reviewer this week, Mark Doherty, manager of Century Cinema in Letterkenny. Mark, great to have you up. Thanks for calling up.
You're welcome. It's good to be here.
And it's a busy hour, this one. They're all busy, aren't they? But we're also going to be telling you out there about the various Christmas lights switch on and events and what's happening across the region as well. So the guys here are giving up kindly of their time as well. Right, OK. I'll start with you, Mark. Shall we start with the cinema? Mm. Are we in a good period? What is Christmas seen as... do you know the way they release films?
Yeah.
You know, we've got the summer blockbusters. Is Christmas a hot time too, where they hold stuff back or release, or what's the story?
Yeah, they do. They tend to hold them back a wee bit, and then they start to roll them out just before Christmas. And there's always a couple of really big films of the year that they aim for the Christmas market. It's a good time. People are off. They're on holidays. They're looking for things to do. So Christmas is a good time for good family films, and the big ones that they're teeing up for the rest of the year.
I see Hunger Games is back. That's one. Mm. Actually, I wouldn't mind going through the earlier ones. I'm not a massive fan of, you know, 1, 2, 3, and 4, with the exception of a few. Hunger Games was one of those ones that I enjoyed it because it told a long story over a period of time. And it's back with the Ballads of Songbirds and Snakes.
Yeah, they're taking us back to where President Snow came from. You know, where did this character come from? Where did he develop from? And he's back as a young guy whose family have fallen on hard times. And he gets this young girl to mentor from, of course, where else are you going to be but District 12. So, you know, they're tying it nicely in together. And this shows you where this guy came from. What took this normal human being and twisted him that he ultimately became this dictator further down the road.
And is the familiar cast back, or if they recasted or what?
No, recasted, because this is set probably what must be maybe 20, 30 years
right,
before the first Hunger Games. So it's a completely new cast and new characters there. But as I say, apart from Snow, he's the guy.
So it's a borderline reboot. Probably we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, there's probably a couple of more films on it, and they probably put this one out here to see what the reaction was going to be to it. So it seems to be pretty positive so far. Box Office Onward has been pretty good for a reboot that doesn't have any of the original cast in it.
It's trading on the name, really, and promos and what have you.
It is.
Are you a Hunger Games fan?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes. I came to the original franchise quite late, but I think they re-released them. I think there was yeah, so I think that's when I jumped in. So I got to see like one a night for 3 nights. That was me seeing them for the first time. And then we had to wait 6 months for the final. The fourth one was part two of the third book. So it's a four-part trilogy. Yeah. It's basically the way to do it. So yeah, it's a reboot without Jennifer Lawrence. And I gave it a thumbs up as well. I saw it on Sunday evening.
Oh, you've actually been to see it, haven't you?
Yeah, and... Okay. I like the new cast. And what's important about the Hunger Games movies is it gives you the core concept of, you know, these young people fighting to the death in the arena type scenario. It has that quite early on. That's the hook. And then it makes you care about the characters. And good casting. Jason Schwartzman, Viola Davis, and, of course, Peter Dinklage, who almost, I think, steals the movie from Game of Thrones. He's probably best known, but a great performer who can do... just anything, you know, as another reviewer said, I was reading, he can raise an eyebrow and it can change the whole meaning of a scene. I love Peter Dinklage. And all those scene stealers add a lot to the new film as well.
Yeah, and scale. I like films with scale. You know, sometimes I'm in a mood.
Do, re, mi, fa, so. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Not that scale. But do you know where you feel like you're watching a big film? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, I sometimes need that. You know, I'm not massive into sort of character-driven films often. I don't mind dipping into them now and again, but sometimes you want an event.
Yeah. Well, then you've got to see Napoleon.
Yeah.
You've got to go see Napoleon.
Right, what's that about? Is it as obvious as it sounds?
Yeah, it's as obvious as it sounds. It's that story of Napoleon and where he came from and where he finished. The battle scenes in that are just, the scale of them is just fantastic. You know, it's Ridley Scott at his really, really best, and those epic scenes of battle and conflict. But then he takes it back down again on the other end of the film, the other storyline, which is this love between himself and Josephine. So if you want the epic, if you want the scale, if you want that dramatic, cinematic feeling, Napoleon's your movie.
Yeah, that's out now.
Yeah, out now. It starts today.
All right, okay. Great cast there as well. What's the guy he was in the Joker?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, it's great,
great actor. Right? Great actor.
Huge. It's one of those films, too, you'll probably be guessing, is that CGI or is that real? Did they actually do
There's
that?
There's a bit of both. There has to be.
But nowadays it's getting hard to tell the difference, you see.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, where are you going to get 4,000 or 5,000 horsemen to have a battle?
Are you sure that's CGI?
Well, I'm on the back row there somewhere, I think. Definitely CGI. Definitely.
But as I say, even just watching the trailer here, it's not easy to see.
That's not.
Those lines are blurring a little bit, aren't they, Michael?
Yeah, very much so.
Right, okay, so Napoleon out there, if you want the big screen, big battles, dramatic, with the obviously obligatory story, love line in there.
Yeah.
That's in the cinemas at the moment. And some of these films, I mean, you could argue, and I'm sure you would, Mark, that, you know, these films were made for the big screen and the big sound, and that's where they should be seen. But then there are some that stand out more so in that category, if that makes sense. And I think these ones are, you know, they're built for a screen that fills a wall.
Of course they are. I mean, they're built for that epic scale. You can't squeeze that film down into a mobile phone, for example, but you lose all the depth. You lose the characters. You lose the scale of the whole thing. And as I said, that's what you need the big screen for. You need it for that. You need it with the sound kicking and all the way around that you feel you're right in the middle of it.
Yeah, all right. That's Napoleon and also Hunger Games, the new movie, which is in the cinema at the moment. Do you want to go a little bit more detail into the Hunger Games?
Sure.
Because I know it was on your list. When I say a little bit more, I do mean a little bit more.
A little bit more, okay. So basically, it takes us back. I think it actually takes us back about 50, 60 years. Donald Sutherland was the bad guy of the original trilogy, okay? And so you have Tom Blythe, I think is his name. And he is taking on the part. And to his considerable credit, as he's a performer I do not know, he really does make Snow his own character. You know, you do, if you were a fan of the trilogy, you'll be locked into your mind. It's, you know, Donald Sutherland is such an amazing performer. But this guy makes the part his own. And then the lady who is the female lead, Rachel Zegler, who was in the West Side Story that was done in 2021, Steven Spielberg's movie. So they're the core characters, and he's mentoring her, and it sets it up really quickly. You find out his backstory, and then the young people arrive in the capital to partake in the, I think they're up to the 4th or 10th. It's the early days of the Hunger Games. 10th. Yeah, 10th, yeah. 10th. So it's the early days of the Hunger Games, and basically he's forced to become her mentor. So you have this guy, and it's sort of the whole thing of what Star Wars did with Darth Vader, when it brought out the prequel trilogy back 20-something years ago.
This is the problem with you reviewing films here. You were doing so well.
I was doing so well. But it's going under the skin of the bad guy. It's going under the skin of the bad guy. And I think they've accomplished it very well. I give it something like an 8 out of 10. I really enjoyed it. And it's based on a newer novel.
I wonder if you were watching these, like, say, for instance, an Egypt like me who wants to do the four-part trilogy. Watch this first and then move on to that, or watch that first? I wonder, are these films made to actually watch after the fact, or are they made maybe...
Oh, I think you start with the first one.
Yeah.
Is this the first one?
No, that's right, this would be...
Yeah. I mean,
no, you start with the first.
Chronologically, I know where you're coming from.
But they're not written... They're
not written that way.
Not written that way, and it's a bit like Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad. You can watch the prequel, which came second, but you're going to miss out on certain things. There's great storytelling when you can go, I see why he later becomes like this.
Yeah,
that's the joy of these films.
I realise I never actually really watched it at all, and it might have been my loyalty to Jack Bauer. I started watching, as my little side piece that I have, 24 Legacy.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean? Did you just get sick in your mouth a little bit? It's not that bad. It's terrible.
It's not that good.
Well, it's 24, though. It's unmistakably 24. If you haven't watched the original series for quite some time, and it's on Disney Plus, thanks, Lee, for your password, it's on Disney Plus. It is actually really quite okay.
It's quite
all the bits in there that you'd want.
There were elements in it that I liked, but there were elements I didn't like. The hero's brother and the hero's wife, that storyline didn't work for me. And
an amazing memory.
One thing.
I watched this before and I didn't even know those people existed. And you're able just to tap straight into
it. I know, it's like
5 or 6
years ago. But what I didn't like was, one of the great things about 24 is that it was plot driven and it really hit the ground.
Yeah, but they just replace his daughter. They're just Jack's daughter.
I know, yeah. Well, that's a very good point.
Yeah, that's all they are.
But you had those stories where, you know, the hero is off saving the world, like, and there's bombs exploding. But this the show stopped for these conversations where she's in the room with him and she's like, "You're not paying attention to our relationship," and you're like, "Ah, for God's sake, missus.
I know.
There's bombs going off.
Leave the man alone.
Leave it till tomorrow. Leave it till
tomorrow.
I can pretty much guarantee
tomorrow.
He'll have nothing to do tomorrow. But today is a very busy day. Leave him alone."
I know, but you could have said that all the time. Like, why did Jack Bauer's daughter do stupid things at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Just because she was attacked by one cougar. Okay. Just one cougar. That's all. Or mountain lion, or whatever.
We're going to take a break. I was going to say cougar in this day and age. I didn't even think of a cat.
Whatever.
Okay. We'll be back with more from Michael and Mark after these. I'm with Michael Leddy. I'm with Mark Doherty. I'm with Morag McCafferty. Good morning, Morag. We're going to start doing a run around of stuff that's coming up for Christmas. How are you getting on, Morag?
Good morning. It's the Hain, Greg. Everything's going well. Very
super stuff.
Ahead, yeah.
Tell us what's happening in Minalec.
Right, okay, so it's the 2nd of December, Saturday afternoon between 1 and 5. There's 25 plus crafters, local homegrown crafters who are fantastic, exceptional at what they do. And the Christmas fair has been running for the guts of 20 years now, so there's always huge support and, you know, huge thanks to everybody that does come along and support the event, because it's very magical and it's in a gorgeous part of the Wild Atlantic Way, and it's the Christmas lights will be going on, there'll be Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus and lots of fun for the kids, carol singers and mulled wine, and yeah, loads and loads of crafters, as I say, loads of arts and crafts.
All right, that's in the Minalec Christmas Fair. So you don't have to travel all over the country for a wonderful Christmas shopping experience. It's between 12 and 5 p.m., which is a lovely time of the day, and it's on the 2nd December. Well done, Morag. Thanks very much for your time.
No problem at
all.
Take
care of yourself. All right, let's go to Doohery and say hello, and good morning to Janice Ward. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning, Greg.
Right, tell us what's happening at Doohery Village.
This coming Sunday, the 26th of November, between 1 and 4, Doohery is hosting our annual Christmas market. And we've got over 20 stalls booked. There's all sorts of different crafters. And we've got a tombola stall with some fantastic prizes. Local businesses have been very generous with the prizes they've given us. We've a raffle there for €100 shopping voucher for Super Value as well. Santa's going to be there, and the kids can come and write a letter and post it to Santa, and then they can go and visit Santa. So there's lots to do, and there's lots to buy there.
And it must cost a fortune to get in, Janice.
No, it's free to get in, and there's going to be hot drinks for the stall holders, and it's generally going to be a really nice day. The last 2 years we've had a craft fair there at the same Sunday every year, and they've been a roaring success. So we're hoping that this year is going to follow suit.
I'm not surprised. I'm sure it will. Sounds lovely, Janice. A lovely experience to have close to home, but also in a beautiful setting. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Bye. Jerry's with us. Hi, Jerry.
How are you doing, Greg?
I am doing fantastic. Now, Christmas lights going on in Ballyar. Tell us more.
Well, I just brought the Christmas lights. I started them about 7 years ago, and started to do charity work, just to take up a donation box. And that's where it started from there. So this is my fourth year now. And it's a very good display, and I do it for local charities like the hospice and Little Angels and things like that. So this year is the hospice and down Sons and we're doing it for two worthy charities, you know.
And us a little bit about the display, what people can see and look at to get themselves right into the Christmas spirit.
Well, there's everything, like you're just yourself, Santa Claus is in there, and Santa Claus will be coming on tomorrow night to open up the... And it's free to get in. You just make a small donation, €1, €2, it's no problem, and then everybody gets a bag of sweets on the way out, and Santa Claus will be there to switch on the lights.
Brilliant stuff. And then people they can come then at later dates as well. When are the lights on after Saturday?
The lights will be on 6 o'clock to 10 every night.
Brilliant.
That's every night then, and it's worthwhile seeing, I know, even just to look at it.
Okay. And you'll not miss it, I would say, if you're in the Balliera, are you?
I don't think you'll miss it. You won't definitely miss it. Okay. You'll have to take a look, run down yourself.
I'm going to. I love lights and anything that gets plugged in effectively. All right, I'll come down and see you. I promise you that. And it's free to go and enjoy. And you're invited to make a donation that you can afford. And it goes to Donegal Down Syndrome and the Donegal Hospice this year. Fair play to you, Gerry. You enjoy it too, don't you? It takes an awful lot of effort and organisation.
Right, and don't forget.
Go on.
Don't forget to come down. Good luck. Bye-bye.
I'll be there, Gerry. Slán Ó Cadhain. Not sure about Saturday, but I'll certainly be there one of the evenings leading up to Christmas. All right. I am starting to get in the mood, Mark. You like Christmas, don't you?
I love Christmas. It's a great bit of fun.
When has it started for you?
Oh, God, it probably started about August.
I like Christmas as well, but I think you need your head looking at.
Yeah, we started to plan way back then.
What's your favourite Christmas film?
Oh, God. I think any of the Santa Claus.
Mm.
I just think that. Oh, or A Wonderful Life. I think probably A Wonderful Life has to be right up there. But I do love a good Santa Claus movie. Mm. And then, of course, this last number of years, I've had to endure Love Actually over
again. So far avoided that and Titanic, and there's a few others as well. I fell victim to The Bodyguard, I've managed to avoid the rest of them. And what's a really good children's Christmas film? Because Hudson's just at the age now whereby he will sit down and enjoy a film. The new Paw Patrol movie, he absolutely adored that, probably, right?
Yeah.
Or is it the old one? I can't remember which one it was. Yeah. So I would like him to watch a film. We'd like him to watch a film with Santa in. I wonder, it doesn't have to be animated, but what's the best Santa film for toddlers?
Well, I suppose I'm a wee bit biased this
bad
year.
Bad Santa?
I don't think you could think of the bad Santa. You might enjoy it after you watch the film and you enjoyed yourself a few beers and you'll have a good time with the bad Santa. But I think probably the one I fancy at the moment is they've actually re-released this year in cinemas, is Santa Claus, the movie from 1985 with Dudley Moore. So that I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, so why try to do it better when it's already been done really, really well?
Yeah. You know, everybody wants to have a go at making a Santa Claus movie and just catching that magic at Christmas. And of course, don't forget about Home Alone. Home Alone is another one of those ones that's become synonymous with
Christmas.
I don't
want to be teaching him any further bad habits.
We'll stick to Santa Claus. All right, okay.
Home Alone maybe give it three or four years, but we'll see. Yeah, Home Alone is just quintessential Christmas, isn't it? Okay. And it's a classic. Actually, maybe Home Alone will be fun because it's all slapstick. We'll give that a go.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yes.
What about you? You're a bit of a Scrooge. I don't know. You like horror films and Christmas themes.
I've done that in the past. Good memory. Good memory. Good memory. In previous years, I've done a Christmas marathon.
Do you remember
that
stage? You every film you recommended had like adults in school uniforms and all this kind of stuff. You went through an awful stage. It was just the St. Trinians.
I love those. Yeah, they're great fun. Yeah, the originals and the new ones. Yeah. In previous years, I've watched some darker Christmas films. But then at the same time, when you have the one I think was the highlight for me last year was 1983's A Christmas Story with Darren McGavin and Peter Billingsley, and it's set in the 1940s, and it's the very, very, it's based on a true story. Book was written, the guy who wrote the book narrates the film, and it's his childhood growing up in America, and it's all about getting this thing, a BB gun, and using psychology to convince his mother that that's the toy that he should get. And it's one of the loveliest, funniest films. And they've actually done a sequel with the same cast. Anyone that was still alive, they did it. And the kid growing up, they did it last year in America, and I haven't seen it yet. But A Christmas Story is a wonderful, heartwarming,
My favourite line of the review so far is they did a sequel with any of the cast that's still alive. Yeah. I mean, it's really quite simplistic. Let's go to Car and Donna, because they always put on a great show, and this show ain't no different. Pádraig Kelly, Christmas Tree Committee in Car and Donna. Hiya, Pádraig.
Hi, Greg. How are we getting on?
I'm doing fantastic. Sunday, The Diamond, 5:30 p.m. That's the place to be. Talk to us about what's going on. I know it's pretty self-explanatory, but I just want as many people in the area to know about it and to get out and support the great efforts of the committee, because a lot of work goes into this stuff from an early time in the year as well. You're always thinking about it. So what's happening on Sunday, Pádraig?
Right. Sorry, just before I go to that, could I just say, first of all, it's our 50th anniversary, which is a major milestone.
Congratulations. Amazing.
It is amazing. Some of the original committee are still there, which is great. as the years went on, you would have thought maybe this will die when the committee gets older or whatever, but it's actually the opposite. I think the current committee is probably the most vibrant we've ever had. Very proud of the end product they produce, and should be very proud of themselves for what they do. Quite rightly, you say this just doesn't happen in a couple of days or whatever. It starts at the beginning of October with the erection of your over pavement light and checking of lights. Miniature trees are erected and so on. Our tree arrives into town then a week beforehand, and then it's all hands to the pump to get that ready for our lighting on Sunday. Now, our tree used to be massive. In fact, one year it had the distinction of being the tallest tree in Ireland at just under 70 feet, which was in 1987. After that, it was decided maybe to reduce the size a bit because it's a bit easier to decorate. Again, as you know yourself, it's probably impossible to go out to a forest tree and get a perfect tree. So a lot of work, including extra branches, will be suspended onto the trunk in the required places. The tree will be draped in a net from top to bottom with lights attached. You will have lighting probably every 3 to 4 inches. So on a 40-foot tree, you're talking there, Greg, of over 10,000 LED lights on this tree.
Right, you might not have the highest tree in the country anymore, but is there a tree in Donegal with more lights than 2,000 lights on it? I don't know. I think you might have another record there in the bag, Borig.
Well, yeah, there's over 10,000. There's over 10,000 lights on the tree, and it makes it. But it does, when the net's draped and the lights are on it, it makes it sort of pretty picture perfect. So,
okay,
you know, a lot of work goes on behind the scenes. Now, as the name will tell you, obviously it's carried on a Christmas tree committee, so the emphasis is very, very much on the tree, but not at the neglect of the rest of the streets. There's about 3,500 metres of over-pavement lighting, and there are 28 decorative trees, you know, metal-made trees, mounted in the diamond to supplement the Christmas tree theme, if you like. Mm-hmm. So the people, you know, the committee should be really, really proud of what's presented. And we'll actually send you a little photograph and a video afterwards.
Fantastic stuff. Okay, brilliant. That's the Carn Donagh Christmas tree light switch on. Go on ahead, Padraig.
No, sorry, the switch on is actually at 6 o'clock, but the entertainment with the brass band and
lovely,
the local folk group will start from 5:30, and there'll be kids' entertainment. At 6 o'clock, we have our big switch on. At 6:05, Santy's Owls will arrive in town to inspect that everything's okay for the big man to arrive. He will then arrive by fire engine, which is quite spectacular with the searchlight on him or whatever. Even the adults get excited, so you can just imagine.
I love it.
Like
I love that stuff. I love it.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Brilliant, Borig.
Very, very spectacular.
Congratulations on 50 years. It's going to be a cracking weekend, there's no doubt. Get there for 5:30 for the build-up with the big switch on at 6 and all the entertainment.
Yeah. Thanks very much,
Greg. Bye-bye, Porrig, Christmas Tree Committee member, Karen Dunner. Good morning to the Aussie Outlaw. Random as stuff. It's random enough that it's commenting. No idea why YouTube recommended this channel to me, but I'm Australia's biggest real YouTuber. All right, g'day. G'day, Aussie Outlaw. And g'day to Liam Doherty, chair of the Maville Christmas Tree Committee. 26 years you've been at this crack now, Liam. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Greg. Yeah, that's 26 years. We're not at Cairns level yet, but we're getting there.
Yes, you're halfway there.
Yeah.
And Sunday's the big day as well in beautiful Moville. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, well, we've kind of an all-day thing this year. We've combined with Moville or St. Eugene's Hall, and they're going to have like a cinema club from 2 o'clock showing Christmas movies and cocoa and stuff for the kids. And it's all free as well. And then we'll have a DJ and stuff in the square from about 4 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, then, similar to Cairn, Santa will arrive with the fire engine and stuff on his sleigh. And he does the switch on, and then he goes onto his grotto, and all the kids then will receive a free present and make their way through, and there'll be a DJ playing throughout, and it kind of goes on to about 8 o'clock. So it's a family fun day for all day, sort of, and it's completely free, so...
All right, okay. And, of course, the main man, Santa, as you said, coming up the town at 5 o'clock on the sled, and he's looking forward to seeing all the lovely children, mummies and daddies, granny and granddads, for this winter wonderland. It sounds like it's going to be a brilliant day, Liam. Number 26, and long may they continue. Thanks so much for sharing it, and I'm sure you'll have a big turnout. So you want people to be there at what time, at ideally?
Well, as I said, the thing starts in St. Eugene's Hall at 2 o'clock, sort of just to make it a day thing, yep. If the kids want to go down and watch a Christmas movie in the cinema club. But they sort of start to gather with us from about 4 o'clock on. The DJ Brilliant. Will be there from 4 and countdowns at 5 and then the grotto after that for the parents. So.
Brilliant. All right, enjoy it, Liam. Good man.
All right, thank
take
you.
Take care bye, of yourself. Bye-bye. All right, let's take a quick break. Yeah, we're getting a real festive feel going on the programme today. We're in the company of Michael Leddy, writer and blogger, and also Mark Doherty, manager of the Century Cinema in Letterkenny, who very kindly, Mark, has given us an extensive list of every film that's ever been made and is also likely to be released next year. It runs to... close on 78 pages. Thanks very much for that. No one, you're nothing but thorough.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so we'll try and get through one more of those.
Yeah.
Huh? All right, bear with us because, you know, Buncrana, they're always yeah. out in front. They're out in front again. You don't have to wait till Saturday. You don't have to wait till Sunday for the Buncrana Christmas lights. My word, all you have to do is turn up tonight. Right. Nicholas Crossan, Magin Y, how are you getting on?
Goodbye, thanks.
After that intro, I do hope it is tonight you're switching the lights on.
Well, yes.
Okay, thank God for that. Go on.
We have the most anticipated night of the year in Buncrana with the children and the not-so-youngs as well. We have a fabulous, and I only can say a fabulous display of lights. We have succeeded in beating last year, and I think the people of Buncrana will be surprised because we have tried to keep it under wraps as good as possible. We have different buildings lit up this year. We have the main street, extra lights in the main street, and it's going to be a great night. It's a dry night, and we want everybody to wrap up well and turn up. Santa's on his way, and as usual, it's very, very clear the lights will go on at 7 o'clock. No, not a minute before, not a minute later. It's exactly 7 o'clock is our time to do it.
Yeah, this is so an annual thing now, Nicholas, where, you know, don't be early. Don't be late. But get there early, get a good position. But on the mark of 7 p.m, because it might be coming close to bedtime routines and what have you, the lights will be switched on at 7 p.m.
And then just for everybody's safety as well, Greg, as we say, we're barricading off the Market Square and the road around it so Santa can go around and talk to all the children that are there. Every child will get to talk to Santa. Just be patient with it. Please, please go with the stewards. We put an awful lot of planning into this. And thanks on Garda Síochána and the fire brigade that are turning up tonight and they're delivering Santa. And we're very lucky to get Santa because he's very, very busy this time of year. But he's going to be there tonight. So we want the people, we want the mammies and daddies to stay outside the barriers for everybody's interest and safety, and it will be a fabulous night. I didn't see all the lights myself. It's the best kept secret I've seen. So we want the people to come along to Buncrana any time before 7 o'clock, but be there for 7 o'clock because you're going to get the big. And we have a few wee treats for kids when they come along as well.
All right, great stuff. Thanks, Councillor Nicholas Crossan there. Buncrana Christmas lights going on tonight at 7 p.m. All shook up. If this isn't about or has something to do with Elvis, I'm going to be royally disappointed.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, this is the new LMDG musical production, which is on this week. Mm-hmm. It's on from Tuesday the 28th to Saturday the
2nd. What's it about?
And it is loosely based.
Thank you very much.
Loosely based on, this is going to surprise Greg. Are you ready for this, Greg?
Go on.
It's loosely based on Shakespeare's Twelfth Night.
Uh-huh.
You didn't see that coming?
No, I didn't.
You didn't see that coming. This hip-swinging, lip-curling musical fantasy will have you jumping out of your blue suede shoes.
Like it.
With classic hits such as Heartbreak Hotel, Hound Dog, Jailhouse Rock.
Since my baby left me.
And I'm going to ignore a mark. I'm just going to keep talking.
I do my best.
So the thing about it is, I'm mentioning this, but it's pretty much sold out. I think you need to really get on. Haven't sorted yourself out, I think most of the nights now, maybe later in the week. But yeah, so look, tickets are in very, 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 very scarce supply for this. It's going to be a great crack. The shows that they put on are always of a really high standard. Great talented cast. I haven't been involved behind the scenes. Sometimes I'm not a musical person on stage. I don't sing. Whatever my talents are, singing. So, but I have been in previous years along for rehearsals and things. I've not this year, so I have no idea what to expect. But I have no doubt that it will be absolutely stellar from beginning to end.
Yeah, next year too. Looking forward to next year cinema releases because people might have been forgiven when they talk about writer's strike and all that kind of stuff, that there was going to be some sort of a delay. Not, I'm interested in, because I watched Deadpool 2 there not so long ago. And there's a bit during the credits of Deadpool 2 where he uses time hopping to right wrongs or whatever. It's not clear if that's done satirically or for the story progression. I suspect it's just messing about with Logan and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, Deadpool 3, that's going to be huge. Yeah. Anything else that you want to pick out there?
Oh, I'm looking forward to Dune. I'm really looking forward
to Dune Part 1, so that's another
I'm
one.
I'm looking forward to that. Well, that was a book I read. This is where the action really kicks in. This is where the fighting starts, the battles start. I'm really looking forward to that. You know, you were saying you like a film on an epic scale. This should be it. This should be one to look out for next year, again, with these fantastic battle scenes and scenery. So I'm looking forward to seeing Dune. I'm looking forward to that. Some great kids' films running around, Kung Fu Panda, Inside Out, stuff like that. And then Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Myself and Michael were talking about it. He's looking forward to it.
I know, but Gladiator 2.
Yes, that's much later in the year. So again, I'm looking for that. Ridley Scott and, of course, Paul Mescal on it. And he plays
Lucius.
So he's a grown-up Lucius.
Denzel Washington, too.
Yeah.
Never seen him in a bad film. I've
said
before.
So that could be an epic as well. Some good ones there. Particularly later in the year.
Yeah.
Very much so later in the year.
All right. We'll get to more of that anon, because we're sharing our time today, because we're gracious people with Nicola Mahon, who's a member of the Calais Community Park and Tidy Towns Committee. Nicola, good morning to you.
Hello.
Right.
Good morning, Greg.
Okay, Sunday, is it Sunday week? I'm terrible when we're crossing when we're crossing a month. So it is Sunday the 3rd of December at 5:30 p.m. What's going to be happening, Calais?
Well, it's a wee bit low key this year because we're at the finishing stages of the community hub and Mummy's Tight. But we have Santa arriving to switch on the Christmas tree lights, and he will be giving all the children a gift. And we will have the children singing and dancing too for us. So it should be a lovely wee evening out. So that's next Sunday the 3rd at 5:30.
Beautiful. Just after the sun has set as well. Nice dark, but not too late either. One for all the family. Nicola, thank you very much indeed. Santa in the Community Park in Calais, Sunday the 3rd of December at 5:30 p.m. Let's go to Alia Football Club's chair, Stephen O'Donnell. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing good. Right. What's happening in Burnfoot then?
Well, we're doing what we take Santa on a tour of the parish every Christmas. So this is happening on the following Sunday, Sunday the 10th of December. And what we do is we start off at the Alia Football Club clubhouse, and then we have stops then. We take Santa and he goes and he stops at Inch Island there at the brig. He moves on down then to Fawn. Stops down there at the bottom of the Church Bray where the big Christmas tree is. And then we go to the halfway house, stop here for Tubin, go on to Bridgend, round to Burt, and finish up back in Burnfoot.
Brilliant idea for those who maybe, you know, can't get to where Santa is. I don't know how you secured this deal with him anyway, Stephen, but I think maybe because you've left it another week, he's got maybe a little bit of downtime, but you're bringing him around the community.
We take him around the community. It's kind of kicked off this kind of post-COVID. I think the first year after COVID, we didn't really want to have large gatherings. So we came up with this as an alternative, and we stopped in the different areas. And if there's any kind of, and if there's any kids that kind of are seriously ill, we kind of go around to them as well. And then maybe an odd club member who's done something exceptional throughout the year, Santa, make a wee presentation to them. But at every stop, we have a gift for the kids at every single stop. And to be fair, to some of the local businesses have always fallen in behind. They've always helped to kind of alleviate the cost of it a wee bit.
At that time of year, Stephen, is Santa patient? Is he a bit crabbed? Is he hard behind the scenes? Or what's the story?
Santa's good every day of the week, Greg. You're always good.
You're only saying that because you don't want to be on the naughty list, Stephen. I know.
Well, I have to try. I'm trying to make it up. I've been on the naughty list all year. I'm trying to push out in the last couple of weeks.
That's it. That leave the hard slog for the last couple of weeks. Well done, Stephen. You're on the good list. Chair of Alia Football Club. Yeah. Lovely initiative. Thank you. Is there information of the stops on your Facebook page, your internet, or anything, Stephen?
It will be. It hasn't been published yet, but always put it on.
So mark the diary for Sunday the 10th and then have a look back.
Sunday the 10th, starting at 6 o'clock, and we will. It'll be on our Facebook page, and we will have notification under the local schools. But it's available to all the children in our parish, not just ones that are members of Valley Football Club.
Stay good, Stephen. Thanks very much for that. Would you mind? Would you look what the cat dragged in? Tony Fanula Rabbit, the MD or CEO of Highland Radio and president of Letterkenny Chamber.
I know.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you too.
Okay, Letterkenny, Christmas lights are being switched on Sunday.
Absolutely.
Tell us more.
Absolutely. I was getting so jealous when I kept hearing of all the other fantastic events that are on this weekend in Donegal. Who says Santa has nothing to do until Christmas Eve? He's going to be wrecked.
It's a bit like you, actually, all over the place.
I know. It's a good job he's magic, because he definitely is going to need it to get absolutely everywhere that he's going. So we have the Chamber are hosting the lighting of the Christmas lights here in Letterkenny on Sunday. 5:30 get together, 6 o'clock start. We've got our own Keith Fletcher in charge of the festivities.
Don't let that put you off. You're going to have a great time. Get along there at 5:30 and enjoy.
Have you seen the suit yet?
Huh? Oh, I know.
What suit is he wearing this year?
I don't know. He has
all we know is going to be festive.
Normally he unveils his outfit earlier in the year or earlier in the month before the thing comes. But we haven't seen it yet now. So this particular outfit could be phenomenal.
It's always something to see.
Exactly. It's always an exciting time. So we have the Pine Hill Studio Dancers. We have the local pipe band are going to be there. We have singer Callum Keaveney is going to be entertaining everybody with some carols and songs. If anybody was there last year, they know that it was a great night. The kids really enjoyed it. We usually manage to, talk to the people in charge, and we get a kind of bit of snow going and all this kind of thing, really just to get the atmosphere going. So everybody should just get your Christmas jumpers out, get yourself ready, get your hats, get all together, and we will see you at the Market Square at 6 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah, okay. And you must be excited. Your trombola's coming back.
I know. I'm very excited. We just launched all of our
colouring competitions coming back.
I know. It's very good. I'm just a little bit gutted now because I'm not going to be around myself for it, because I'm going to be away for a few weeks. So I won't be up in Letterkenny. I just had a little bit of a health issue that I needed to get sorted. And that will be done in December. And my new grandbaby is coming, which is very exciting. So I'm going to be in Galway. So I won't be... sadly won't be up in Letterkenny for all of these exciting
don't
times.
Go away, get your NCT.
Yeah, that's it.
And come back in and noise in January.
I'll be back in January in full form, but I look forward to being sent all of the colouring competitions.
Oh yeah, you're not like letting go with this. There was a big conversation in the management recently, meeting recently about getting together the prizes, because that's a big thing Luna loves is all the prizes for the competition, and she's still going to do it even though she's not going to be here.
I'm going to Smith's this afternoon with
my
trolley.
Actually going to go?
Oh, yeah. No, I totally am.
Because
she
did threaten online.
I can't do it online. I'm going to have to go call down there to. I just love walking around it, and I like to fit. You know when you do your Christmas grocery shop and it's like overflowing?
Yes.
I like to do that, but in Smith's.
I'm just going
to
inhale.
I don't really want to do the Christmas. I just like to do it in Smith's.
I'm going to inhale Christmas this year. I'm just going to eat everything so far.
Oh, I know. But you're so lucky now as well, because you have Hudson, and it's going to be so exciting. It's nothing nicer
than
having
a little one. Year till the penny drops, because I'm trying to push the Santa thing, you know, and you know what I mean. And
but you want everything.
But when Santa comes, if he's good,
if he's good.
I have no scarring on my face for the first time in quite some time, so I'm doing all right. Okay, that's fantastic. Stay where you are. You might as well see out the rest of the hour. I want to go to our own Rory Farrell as well. Good morning to you, Rory.
Morning, Greg. Morning, Fanula. How are you, everybody?
Doing fantastic. Right, let's fast forward and not rewind to Sunday the 26th at 3:30 p.m. What's happening?
Yeah, Sunday the 26th, the lights have been turned on in the Twin Towns, so things will be kicking off around 3-ish. There's going to be Christmas markets. There's going to be a Christmas parade. I'm going to be up there on the stage as well. I'm going to wait until tonight. I want to see what Kielty does on the toy show, and I'm going to sort of get some information. So I don't actually know what I'm going to wear yet. So I'm going to try and get some inspiration from him and see what he does. And does anybody have a Christmas hat I could borrow, by the way? I'm having real trouble getting my hands on a Santa hat.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, I'm surprised at that. They're all over the place. Well, if anyone knows where this Christmas hat's available in and around...
I'm just going to put it out there, right? If anyone wants to bring one along on Sunday, absolutely bring it along.
Are you looking for someone to sponsor your Christmas hat, you tight git?
Well, if you're looking, I might as well.
Right, hey, it's an opportunity. I get you.
I'm not getting that. No, I'm not getting into this with you now on the radio.
I know. And come here. Ballet Buffet lends itself well. Ballet Buffet Strollers well, of course, because there's great access around it. And we have a hat.
Exactly.
Yes. We have a hat. Rory, we have a hat for you. When is it Sunday? So you can pick
brilliant.
It up tomorrow. It's already done. The power of radio. All right, you've got a hat. So don't worry about that. It'll be here for you tomorrow. How's that?
Great stuff.
All right. Okay. We're looking forward to
seeing everybody. Yeah, everybody in the car park. And Santa, of course, will be with us as well with his reindeer in tow. So we're really looking forward to seeing everybody. It's going to be, as always, a great event.
Super stuff and a great MC on the night or on the afternoon, evening as well. Thanks, Rory. That's Rory Farrell. He's on with you tomorrow for Rewind, of course. So that's it. Yeah, we've done... you can't say we've left anyone out. We asked people to get in contact with us. They're having great numbers, Mark. So is Kevin Bridges... in the cinema?
It was on last weekend.
What is that? Is that one of these CCTV jobs, is it?
No, it was recorded in, I believe, July or August in Cork.
Yeah.
When he performed down there. He was very good, and then he did a sort of 10-minute piece exclusively for cinemas as well.
Wow.
So enjoyed that.
Is that going to be a big thing going forward? We've seen the Westlife's and what have you
simulcasts. You're going to see much more of that next year. You're going to see an awful lot of concerts, an awful lot of gigs, an awful lot of comedians, an awful lot of plays that are going to be broadcast live for one night only. They'll do it one night, maybe two
nights,
and then away they go. Well, Taylor Swift in the last 3 or 4 weeks, I mean, concert onto the cinemas, and that was just phenomenal.
Shake it up.
Well, it's great to see even that you see the opera and
Caroline,
the ballet.
Caroline, can I have the competition winners, please?
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Caroline?
It's great to see.
Competition winners, please.
I've been down to see a couple of plays.
Yeah, some of them were very good.
Joan of Arc.
Yeah. Oh, I saw the National Theatre in
England. And Andrew Ruse coming this Christmas.
Oh, wow.
A wee bit of... fluffy skirts and all that.
Can I do a little bit of housework and then I'll come back to you? Because thanks to our friends at Kelly's Centre at the Mountaintop, you know they're getting ready for Santa season and have been celebrating the community. They do it all year round, but particularly for Christmas. And they're working with Little Angels and raising funds over the festive season. They have a number of giveaways in store and across their social media. Golden tickets in store, discounts and a grand prize. And you may see them out and about with a very special guest. And we asked a question today, what colour are sapphires? Clearly, at this point, any effort to come up with questions has just been forgone now at this point. What colour are sapphires? It was what colour are emeralds the other day. What's the relevance? I don't know. But anyway, they are blue. And Anthony Walsh and Letterkenny, you have won a €250 voucher for Circle K. Well done to you. And a big prize that was being run thanks to our brilliant friends at the Silver Tassie Hotel and Seascape Spa. They have given away a relaxation heaven package. It's a luxurious 2.5 spa package that you can book yourself for a bit of self-love. Don't get me wrong, that's been running all week. Hundreds upon hundreds of you entered. The winner of that 2.5 hour spa is... Jacinta McCarran from Drumfries, Clonmany. Congratulations, Jacinta. You correctly answered the question, it being Black Friday. I can't recall the question, but that's besides the point. you're the winner. So thank you to the Silver Tassie. I've plugged them left, right and centre. And did I get offered a free package?
No massage for you.
Almost enough. Full body. I've never had a full body. I'm sure it's fantastic and I will pay for it. I'm sure it'll be fantastic. Anyway... that's a joke, by the way, because it's been a funny year for complimentary things. So let me emphasise.
People in your position.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my position in front of a mic, but that's the only thing we have. That's the only thing we have in common. So, Fionnuala, we're not going to hear from you. Well, we'll hear from you here and there, but we wish you all the best down in Galway to get yourself back to 100%, and also the best of luck with the new arrival.
You will never
get a better Christmas present.
I know. I'm looking forward to it now, being granny for the first time. So I'm leaning into that now while I'm going through the other thing. But no, I want to wish everybody a very happy Christmas and enjoy the celebrations and enjoy tuning into Highland and all the fantastic prizes and gifts. The team here have a lot of big plans that are coming out. Sean only just touched on it there. I'm putting you in charge of Sean because he would give away he would give away the kitchen sink if I let him go. So you're in charge of
the kitchen sink.
I know you're in charge of making sure that we still have a chairs left and he hasn't thrown it in as a prize over the next few weeks, because it's very exciting, all the stuff that we have in place for people. So just want to wish all the listeners have a fantastic, safe, happy Christmas, and see you all in the new year. And as always, thank everybody for all their support.
And we wish you lots of love and support. You're very highly thought of around here, and I'm sure by our listeners as well, Fionnuala. So we can't wait to have you back on Monday. I'm indifferent to you returning next Friday, Michael, but you know,
it is what it is.
Thank you so very much, Michael, as always, for being great fun and also sharing your time with the various committees and festivals around the place. And Mark as well, Mark Doherty, manager of Century Cinema Letterkenny. There's something for everyone on down there, and continued success with your expansion. And it's go, isn't it? All right, folks, have a lovely weekend. Have a lovely weekend. There's still, I think, a ticket or two available for DV's ball tonight in the Mount Errigal, by the way. So if you want a night out, I'd highly recommend that. I'll see you there. Have a lovely one, folks. Bye-bye.